Hi there. The word for you today is, the Bible is, God speaking to you. In 1 Peter 2 verse 2 we read, like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk so that you may grow. We all know about the famous Heinz food product slogan, 57 varieties. Well, most of us have at least that many excuses for not reading our Bible every day. You say, but I have a very busy life. Really? Edgar G. Watts of North Hollywood, California, aged 84, read the Bible from cover to cover 161 times. And here's something you probably don't know. He only had the use of one eye for 55 years. Can you imagine telling a physical trainer you'd really like to be fit, but you don't have time to come to the gym? He'd say you're not serious, and he'd be right. Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 15 verse 16, when your words came, I ate them. They were the joy. They were my joy and my heart's delight. Developing a love for the scriptures requires three things. Here they are. Number one, decision. You must establish daily Bible reading as one of your top priorities, or it's not going to happen. Number two, duty. You may not feel like going to work every day or caring for your family, but you know it's your duty to do it. Well, what about your soul? Don't you have a duty to feed yourself spiritually and stay strong? And the third word is delight. You can see the progression. It starts with decision. You take it on as a duty, but eventually it becomes a delight. When you reach this phase, the battle over Bible reading is won. When business leaders are about to make an important decision, they say, it's time to pull the trigger. So, stop dabbling. It's time to pull the trigger and give God's word its rightful place in your life. As Peter put it, like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk so that by it you may grow up.